Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. It is the Brett Winterbull Show. Always happy when we cross the streams. 8:35 in the morning. 5:20 in the afternoon. Brett Winterbull, Bo Thompson, sometimes Beth Troutman. Beth Troutman in the morning with Bo Thompson, but then sometimes Beth Troutman in the afternoon if Bo's not available. And Bo is available now, and he joins us here. Hello, Bo.
Hey, happy Monday.
Hey, happy Monday to you. You and Beth on Good Morning BT did a tremendous job with the funeral of the Queen, and I thought you did an absolutely perfect job setting that up, and then also at the same time covering the big stories that matter right here in Charlotte and around the area. I thought it was just a job really well done, especially given the fact that literally nobody has done this before, unless you're like, you know, 107 years old and you were broadcasting in 1952. It was really a good job.
Well, thank you. I told you Friday I didn't know quite what we were getting into. I've been doing it long enough that I've seen, I'd like to think I've seen most things, but not this. And I was particularly taken with how, and Beth was this way too, as we talked about it this morning, but I was just taken with how everything went about as a court. I mean, especially during the 6 to 7 o'clock funeral. You know, they've had years and years and years to plan this, but by the same token, you only get one shot at it, and it hasn't happened in over half a century, and so it was just down to the T about as far as what it was on paper versus what it ended up being on the screen as we were trying to sort of do a little bit of play-by-play and a little bit of watching at the same time.
So I have a question for you, and I don't know that we know the answer, but it's a perception question, so you could actually just give me your thought on it, and it's this. Across this last, 11, 12 days, do you think the world has warmed to King Charles in a way that we might not have thought about, say, 2 months ago?
Yes. However, the big caveat or the big sort of pause is this. To me, it comes down to Harry and Meghan, because mm-hmm. I think the world has warmed to Charles a bit, and even to Kate and William a bit, and there's all that scrutiny about the body language of the sibling or the siblings and their wives. But there's this tell-all book that, as I understand, it's been put on not on a hold, but they've delayed it a bit. But I can't help watch the whole dynamic between Harry and Meghan and the rest of the group, knowing what apparently is about to come out, and it makes me wonder. I guess the real question about the thawing or the perhaps way that people view the royal family is going to come down to that. I mean, has this week been a good thing for relations or a bad thing with relations behind closed doors? And nobody really knows that.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I kind of feel like, I mean, I'm not trying to cast aspersions on anybody, but everybody's got some people in their family that maybe are on the outs or on the ins or the outs. Like, every kind of family out there in the world has got people that you're like, hey, I'm stoked to see them. Oh, I'm not so stoked to see those people, whoever those people are, right? Could be Camilla and Charles. Could be Meghan and Harry. It could be William and Kate. I mean, it could be any iteration of those people, right? At some point, like, do you have to just kind of say, you know what, it's just not going to gel. I'm sorry. I mean, we got to move on down the road. I wonder something. Is it possible? Because I know that they're saying that he's delaying the book till 2023. That's the report I saw in the New York Post. Do you think, could you imagine King Charles going to Harry and saying, all right, I'm going to give you 50, 60 million bucks. I'm buying the book from you.
I never considered that scenario.
I mean, I really wonder if that's what he's doing. If he's all like, okay, we'll kick it to 23, and now he's going to be like, you give me $50 million, I'm out of your hair. You won't have me bothering you anymore. You own the book.
Or is there some sort of again, mm-hmm. Back to my point about what really happens behind closed doors.
Right.
You know, does the family sit down and have like an intervention and say, look, you know, let's talk about what's really at mm-hmm. work here and mm-hmm. how this could... Because I think there are people, and we were listening to some of the national covers this morning from Fox, and one of the things that it was, you know, Martha McCallum and Piers Morgan was on there, and they were talking about how explosive apparently some of this material is. And they were saying, you know, everyone's sort of on pins and needles. And that, I mean, this is the King of England.
Yes.
And
the consort.
And as you say, a bit of a possible fall in, you know, perception of him, that could be turned on a dime. And again, I don't know what these allegations are, but I do say what you will about Piers Morgan. I think he does have a bit of an inside track on some of this stuff. So whether you like him or not is beside the point, but he seems to know that there's something that's coming there. So I just, again, wonder if all of this has sort of built some goodwill, but is it going to be taken down again?
Or Harry pins it all on the two who cannot defend themselves any longer. The Queen.
This is true.
The Queen and Philip.
Here's one more thing I saw today, and this is where this all goes with the perception. There's a picture going around social media of Meghan appearing to have a tear running down her cheek.
Yes.
And if you read the social media responses to it, you know, there are people who are saying, oh, this is great, she's showing emotion, and then there are people saying, ah, it's completely fake.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like a damned if you do, damned if you don't thing.
Man, I that's a good point. You know, the only people that really make out like the best of all are those Royal Navy people, the Royal Navy men who pulled that amazing parade. They took that gun carriage and all of those soldiers who did an incredible with precision like I've never seen in my life. It was incredible, Bo.
Well, I heard you say earlier about Queen Elizabeth that there will never be another one like her, and she's the last connection to World War II. And you're exactly right. I mean, and the, something I hadn't thought of is how long it may be before there's a queen again.
Oof.
Because of the succession.
Correct.
One other thing. I think a lot of people think that the coronation is coming like next week.
No.
It apparently is not happening until next summer.
Yeah, there we go.
So it's going to be a while before we turn around and see. I wonder how much of that has to do, or if any of it has to do with the fact that they're sort of bracing for what happens with this book first.
Yeah. You know what?
I don't know.
You know what? What if there isn't a coronation?
What if there isn't one?
What if there isn't one and there is one for the other person, not the him? You know what I'm saying? What if what if he's a caretaker and then says, you know what? Wills, it's you. It's all you, Betty. It's all you. I'm going to...
Beth and I were talking about that the other day, about what if they turned around, or there's this theory floating around that they may say, and they put a cap on it. Okay, King Charles is going to be King Charles, but he's going to have an expiration date of when the transition of power would come.
Right, right. It could happen. Look, it's a modern era. Yeah. Like, he may go in there and hammer everybody down and then be like, I'm going out to Frogmore or whatever, and I'm doing my thing over here, and you, good luck. Let me know how it works out. You know, just call me. What do you got coming up on the big shoe tomorrow?
Brett Jensen will be in the house tomorrow. We didn't have as much time as we normally would to do it today, but, you know, obviously what is happening with the Carolina Panthers. We'll talk about that. Mm-hmm. And the very latest on what's happening in the aftermath of what we saw today.
Will you,
and much more starting at 6 a.m.
Will you explain this? And I'm
just
going
to be able to handle the pressure. I mean, it's not anything that we weren't aware of coming into this game. We knew that they're a pressure team. You know, I got to do a better job of being able to get the ball out and give us a chance to win right there. But it comes back to overcoming stuff in the beginning and just handling it and not having to be in that situation in the end.
Break that down for us, okay, tomorrow.
That was from the CBS Scott Pelley Biden interview. That was
well played, my friend. Enjoy the evening, my friend. I appreciate you,
you
buddy.
You too.